Welcome to the Audio Renaissance Tapes presentation of All Things Wise and Wonderful, written by James Herriot. Produced from master recordings provided by Chivers Press Publishers Limited. Production of this compilation supervised by Tony Hutz. And read by Christopher Timothy.
Chapter 1.
Move!
Bawled the drill corporal.
Come on, speed it up!
He sprinted effortlessly to the rear of the gasping, panting column of men and urged us on from there. I was somewhere in the middle, jog-trotting laboriously with the rest and wondering how much longer I could keep going. And as my ribs heaved agonizingly and my leg muscles protested, I tried to work out just how many miles we had run. I had suspected nothing when we lined up outside our billets. We weren't clad in PT kit, but in woolen pullovers and regulation slacks, and it seemed unlikely that anything violent was imminent. The corporal, too, a cheerful little cockney, appeared to regard us as his brothers. He had a kind face.
"All right, lads," he had cried, smiling over the 50 new airmen. "We're just going to trot around to the park, so follow me. A lave, tune, and a double, quick, march, if right, if right, if right."
That had been a long, long time ago, and we were still reeling through the London streets with never a sign of a park anywhere. The thought hammered in my brain that I'd been under the impression that I was fit.